Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Artificial intelligence is transforming insurance, but beyond the buzzwords, what's actually working in the real world? And how exactly is AI being deployed today? And where are the biggest opportunities? And how can companies navigate the challenges around governance, ethics, and regulation? I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Sumit Taneja, Senior Vice President and Global Head of AI Consulting and Implementation for EXL. Sumit, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So Sumit, as you know, AI is just everywhere in the headlines these days, but few people see how it's actually being used on the ground. Can you walk us through some of the most effective real-world use cases that you're seeing in insurance right now?
Sure, I can. With the whole advent of ChatGPT and the exposure which that gave to almost every individual, the insurance industry is typically a laggard, but with AI, that's not true because they're trying to leapfrog from their legacy systems they've had to getting into using generative AI in their day-to-day workflows. But all is also not hunky-dory. But there are some specific areas I wanted to call out where we're really seeing insurance companies taking the full benefit. First, let me start with underwriting. Underwriting, especially in the commercial segment, maybe more in the mid-market segment, the value is how fast you can turn around a quote, and the speed of the quote typically determines how whether you can get the conversion or not. And that has been like 15 days, 20 days, depending on one company to the other. Everybody is now targeting a sub 1 day quote, which will make them very, very competitive. Some of the leading insurers are already getting to 3 or 4 days, but as they sort of mature, they will get into less than 1 day, which I think will be fantastic. Second area, claims, which is probably the moment of truth in how your customers react to an insurance company, how fast you can get the claims settled and paid, really gives the customer experience a big boost. We are seeing a lot of usage in auto and property kind of claims. Some of the, I would say, low value claims like windshield, etc., they're almost getting to straight through. But even if it's not straight through, we are seeing very, very fast assessment. No need to have reviewers going to look at your car. Everything happens with videos and images. So all of that time sort of starts to reduce. But the biggest impact we are seeing is in the customer experience. Because when you call an insurer, whether you're calling for some policy information or for claims, it used to take a lot of time because there are a lot of wait times, and sometimes you have weather events like hurricanes. The queue time is horrendous. But everybody is now moving towards a more virtual agent, especially for queries which may be very simple that can be responded. And today, virtual agents are very, very human-like. I'm sure a lot of people have experienced voice feature in ChatGPT. It's extremely easy to talk to, and you can get all the answers. Lastly, before I close on that, finance and accounting has been an area where typically there's a lot of manual reporting and manual work. A lot of that work now is getting automated with Gen AI and Agentic AI. And I see that the finance team can then focus on really putting the what value they can drive to the organization than trying to just get all the data around. I think all the data-related work will get automated.
Yeah, you know, Sumit, you brought up a really interesting point when you mentioned legacy systems. And I got to ask, is trying to match AI with legacy trying to put a square peg into a round hole?
Some carriers sometimes do start with that. But I think that was very early when we were doing more of Gen AI pilots maybe 12, 15 months back. But I think quickly people have realized that you have to focus on the value it's going to drive rather than the coolness of AI as was being demanded by boards. But I think now people are saying, where is the value I can drive in my workflow and how I can embed AI within the workflow rather than trying to create these cool apps.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Let's talk a little bit more about that value then, Sumit, because there's a lot of hype around generative AI. Some of it's deserved, some of it's overblown. From your perspective, what aspects of Gen AI are delivering tangible value today?
Let me start with something which insurance industry has grappled for many, many years, which is there are these documents, policy documents, claims documents, assessment documents, review documents, and they all were first paper. They did migrate to something more digital, but they were still very unstructured. Somebody had to go through all those documents, figure out the information and do something with it. The document ingestion is becoming very, very powerful use case for generative AI to just extract what I need from the documents. Obviously, there is human in the loop to check so that there are no errors, but it's becoming, so I'll tell you, pre-Gen AI, the accuracy, starting accuracy used to range, say, 70%. And we used to say 80% is good. But now with Gen AI, that is 95% plus, which is almost matching what a human will normally do in extracting information from documents. So that's real. It's giving value. I think it's just about how you embed that in the workflow is where insurers are. Second area, I briefly touched upon customer service. I think that's a huge area. Fortunately, we are also seeing a lot of migration of telephony stack into cloud, but they just don't want to migrate the telephony stack, but they also want to now look at some of these virtual agents which can take the load of the simple calls while getting the more complex calls of how to reduce a premium or how to get a better coverage to a specified individual, but where is my claim? How can I get it faster? What documents I need? All of that information giving, gathering is being automated. And this is my personal forecast. At least all in the customer service area, we would see 70 to 75% reduction in call volumes going to the humans. They will still be AI assisted, but rest of the 75%. People will be happy to get information on the fly. They don't want to wait in a queue or go through a long 15-minute call to get all the information. So those are two big areas, but the document ingestion applies to underwriting, claims, policy review, to the whole life cycle. I just see people will not be reviewing documents. They will just review whether the information is accurate or not.
Do you find that companies are creating internal benchmarks and guardrails to ensure the safe, effective, and responsible deployment of AI?
They are. So I see two extremes. One side, companies have a AI governance council. They have completely defined what kind of model reviews needs to happen. What are the risk classifications? How do you do model traceability, data lineage, what will have a human in the loop or not? On the other side, people are still figuring it out. They are still treating this as a IT project and not really going into the AI realm where you have to figure out, because the guardrails and governance in AI are a continuous process. So even if you had done a great job in implementing and something goes live today, you have to assess the risk tomorrow and day after tomorrow and the day after, because the model performance can drift over time. And that's not always understood depending on the maturity of an insurance carrier.
Are there regulatory concerns when it comes to AI, Sumit?
I think specifically regulatory concerns and come when it's a decisioning, whether it is in underwriting on claims, whether you are checking your models or algorithms for biasness or fairness, and at least in some areas, like in New York or NAIC, are demanding some of these the decisions to be very transparent. There has to be a rationale how you are making those decisions. So it's something very important, and the insurance companies are quite quite clear that when it comes to decisioning, either they will get a human to ensure the validity of it, even if the algorithms have predicted something, they will always have a person looking at it. But they're also trying to make it much more automated so that the information is always, there's less of human intervention required. But I think the one big thing which is evolving, and at least I am seeing now much more relevant, is the data consent piece, which was there at least in some of the regulatory frameworks like CCPA or HIPAA. But I think there is a lot more information which now insurers can use to model. But you do need data consent, and they are trying to get that from the customer and saying, can I use your demographic information? Can I use your policy information to improve my underwriting or claims models? But the data consent is something which is catching up as people are suing companies on wrongful usage of data.
Looking ahead, Sumit, how do you see the relationship between AI and the insurance workforce evolving?
So, look, I think all of us are spoiled by what we see as an Amazon experience, right? You go, you shop what you want. If you don't like it, you return it. You get the claims, or you have a problem, it just settles with a very, very good customer service. And that's the experience which everybody has been launching from companies like in insurance. But they were traditionally, they had challenges on, we have a lot of documents and there's information, there's a long winded process which they had. I think a lot of that will change. AI is going to help insurance get to a more Amazon-like experience. I'm not saying it will happen tomorrow, but it's the journey has started, and I see some of this changing very, very fast. And if some of the legacy insurers don't change, I would see some of the startups taking their place.
Interesting. Sumit, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
That was Sumit Taneja, Senior Vice President and Global Head of AI Consulting and Implementation at EXL. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.